With schools slated to return to in-person learning on Monday, the up-to-date data from Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health and School Boards show the vaccination blitzes have been effective at getting shots in arms of all ages within the region. We recognize there is a lot of COVID going around our community right now, and people are worried about being exposed, said Dr. Matthew Tenenbaum, Associate Medical Officer of Health at Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health. We also know when we close schools it's not really an effective way to drop community rates. The evidence doesn't really show that it helps to suppress COVID-19 rates in the community, and it comes with a number of really significant harms to students. Tenenbaum added the return to in-person learning is not just thinking about the students' learning experience, but also their social development, mental health, and ability to access essential services that they need through the school system. At the Wellington Catholic District School Board, 1,299 school board employees and trustees fall into the COVID-19 vaccination disclosure attestation summary. The most up-to-date data from December 3, 2021, shows 1,235, 95.1%, individuals have attested to being fully vaccinated. One person provided a documented medical reason for not being fully vaccinated, and one person has not yet submitted an attestation form. The continuity of learning and mental health benefits that come from kids being in a safe school environment are significant, and ensuring a safe return for our students has been our number one priority, said Michael Glazier, Director of Education for the Wellington Catholic District School Board, in a media release. According to the Upper Grand District School Board, UGDSB, vaccination disclosure rate, which was last updated on January 8, a total of 99.5% of the 4,869 staff vaccination attestations have been completed. A total of 4,620, 94.8%, of school board employees and trustees attest to being fully vaccinated, 12.24%, have provided a documented medical reason for not being fully vaccinated, and 23.05%, have not yet submitted an attestation form. The pandemic has reinforced the importance of our public education system for the development and learning of our students, and providing support and stability to our families and communities, said UGDSB Chair Linda Busutel in a media release. We welcome our students back to in-person learning and acknowledge the work of all our education and public health partners that have made this possible. According to data from Public Health, of the 43,597 students in the region, 67.9% have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine, and 44.1% are fully vaccinated. Region high schools have a combined total student population of 13,580 and are reporting as of Friday an 85.3% student population with at least one dose, and 83.3% of the student population being fully vaccinated. The WCDSB, which has 2,277 students across four secondary schools, has an 88.6% single-dose population and an 86.5% fully vaccinated population. Bishop McDonnell Catholic Secondary School is leading the way with 90.9% of students having at least one dose, and 89.5% of the school's 668 students reporting as fully vaccinated. St. John Bosco Catholic School has the lowest number of students vaccinated, with 80.3% fully vaccinated. The UGDSB has 11 high schools with an eligible population of 10,944 students, with 86.3% of students having at least one dose and 84.4% reporting as fully vaccinated. Guelph CVI, Centennial, and Center Wellington High Schools hold the highest single vaccination rates at 90.2%. Centennial holds the highest double vaccinated student body at 88.9%, just 0.1% higher than Guelph CVI. Norwell District High School is reporting the lowest single vaccination status, with 73.8% of the school's 688 students vaccinated and 70.9% of the school's students fully vaccinated. Private schools, of which there are three, are reporting lower vaccination rates compared to public schools. Maranatha Christian Day School, located in Drayton and classified as an elementary and secondary school, has the lowest vaccination rate. Of the 54 eligible students, 5.6% of the population have reported having a single dose, and 5.6% are fully vaccinated. Emmanuel Christian High School in Fergus has the highest vaccination rates, with 59.2% of the school's 157 pupils having received one dose and 54.8% fully vaccinated. When it comes to elementary schools, the relatively short amount of time vaccines have been available for those ages 5 through 11 leave some disparities. Among the 18 elementary schools in the Catholic School Board, which have a combined eligible student enrollment of 5,245, 62.7% of students have received a single dose and 27.9% are fully vaccinated. With 452 eligible students, St. Ignatius of Loyola Catholic School has the highest percentage of single-dose vaccinated students at 79.9%, as well as the highest percentage of fully vaccinated students at 40.7%. With 283 students, St. Joseph Catholic School is reporting the lowest eligible student population percentage vaccinated, with 40.3% having received at least one dose. Meanwhile, St. Peter Catholic School with 353 pupils is reporting the lowest fully vaccinated rate at 18.1%. Of the 21,710 elementary school students among the 65 elementary schools in the UGDSB, 61.2% are reported as having received at least one dose, while 27.1% are fully vaccinated. École King George Public School is reporting of its 427 eligible students a total of 90.6% have received at least one dose, giving it the highest single-dose percentage of an elementary school in the school board. The school also maintains the highest number of pupils fully vaccinated at 54.6%. Centre Peel Public School in Drayton is reporting among its 158 eligible students just 7.6% have received at least one dose and only 2.5% are fully vaccinated. This is the lowest vaccination rate in the school board for both single dose and fully vaccinated students. In the French Catholic School Board, EEC Saint René Goupil Elementary School is reporting of its 219 students, 59.8% have received a single dose, while 12.3% are fully vaccinated. We know there are a bunch of reasons people access vaccines of different kinds of rates and passes. Sometimes it's an access issue, said Tenenbaum. We've been trying on making our vaccine clinics as accessible as possible and moving to more of an outreach mobile model down the road. But as well, we know people face different informational gaps. Tenenbaum said public health is currently looking into the data sets from the different schools to determine the best course of action to bring vaccine clinics to certain areas and schools. Additional minor changes have been announced by the Ministry of Education in an effort to protect students and staff. New safety measures in the school include N95 masks for staff, improved ventilation systems, and two free COVID-19 rapid antigen tests. Instead of the current COVID-19 case reporting, which has been in place since schools resumed in September, schools will switch to reporting all absences to local health units. When a school meets a threshold of 30% absenteeism, a joint letter will be sent to the school community with guidance. If a student is absent, it doesn't necessarily mean it's due to COVID.